Okay, this is the regular town council meeting for December 2nd, 2025. Just a reminder to all in attendance that this meeting is audio recorded.
Raven's on the right.
Okay. All right.
Ready, set, go?
Ready, set, go.
Yep, stand by. Sorry.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The only thing I wasn't just right is what?
Easy. Hi. All of the meeting is audio recorded. Did you remind everybody?
Yes.
Previous meeting minutes.
I'm reading them as we speak, so I haven't got through.
Oh, perfect.
I want it.
So how many times have you had to repair that stop sign?
800,000 million trillion bazillion 45 6.
Zeros is that?
900.
Yeah. You want that one? Zeros.
Feels cooler.
Yeah.
So did it just kiss somebody back into it, or drove into it, or somebody purposely made the stop sign go over, or what?
It wouldn't tell me. I couldn't get any answers after this last few times. No, the one time before I knew it was like,
the right. Know about it. Yeah. Don't know. It's gone.
Somebody wanted a wall hanging, maybe?
Yeah, they were long minutes. Just I make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Claims?
Did anybody have any concerns with the claims that you signed?
Oh, I didn't even look in. Five seconds.
Do we have any more
questions or concerns about the claim sheets that you signed?
No.
For November. Most of them are primarily our bonuses or our normal monthly vendors.
Wait a minute, does he have a quorum for council members?
Cody is on via phone, but there is nothing that will require a vote for this evening.
There's Raven now.
And yes, Raven is here.
I make a motion to the claims. I glanced from real quick.
I get the chance.
They said they got
rid. There's a second to approve the
minutes
claims.
Yes.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Any public comment at this time? That's a negatory.
There's not even anybody else.
Nope. Unfinished business, the growth policy progress report.
So after our last little discussion, last time just where I was, it had been so long since I looked at it that I had questions, and so I got a hold of Courtney Long with Great West, and she reminded me that some of the questions we had on the highlighted fields, like your natural resources and whatnot, some of that is you have to have in here required by the state. And it's just basically saying, you know, like what natural resources we have and if there's a disaster, how it would affect those resources and how we would respond. So we didn't make any changes at this time. I do have an updated PDF copy that I can email to you guys if you want. But at this time, you don't have to review it. It will still need to go through a couple other processes before it will be finished and be up to code for Montana State. And just a reminder, the only reason we are doing the growth policy is because it is required by the state for us to have one, review it at least every year, and update it at least every 5 years. And it's in order to help with funding and other federal processes that you have to have that in place anymore. So I didn't really get any questions answered that we all had, but other than it's required to have it. So if it doesn't make any sense, we're required to have it anyway.
Perfect.
When we get closer to the final draft, I will give you all either a hard copy or an electric copy that will need to be reviewed in full before it's approved.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Do we need to do anything with it? Just okay.
No public comment at this time as well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And no Ragsdale or his ARPA.
I guess the only thing with ARPA is we are down to like $103,000 has to be spent by the end of December or contracted. We just did a final spreadsheet of what was left of the jobs and the invoices that we have yet to collect. I think I collected 12 of them last week. And so there's an outstanding 47 some invoices for the projects. That we will work on getting from people so we can submit those to the state before, as long as they're dated and submitted, even if the work isn't done till next spring, it has to be dated, invoiced, and paid for by then to do all the grant closeout.
So is there a plan for if there's 47 and we have 103 left?
There's 47 invoices that will make up the 103,000 remaining. That's off of this long spreadsheet that I did not print off.
Oh, that's okay. Sounds good.
Anybody else? Questions on the ARPA? Public Works Zimmer.
There he is. Hi. So, Clifford motor installs going well. Slow. About, I'd say 60 to 70% done. Motor's in, everything's just getting put on it. Just all that piddly stuff that. On a new motor, yeah, cleaning stuff. And not made, really making stuff look nice, but getting things back the way it should be. And getting rid of the. I gotta leave that part out. Finished patching with all weather road patch. Do you want your washers for your shoes? I found all your washers.
Oh, I have two more at the bank.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, I left them there. Just two washers, or did you find the
washers.
Post?
Just washers.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
I found two.
Yeah.
Just washers.
They're outside on the bench out front, so.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did quite a bit of dirt work on the right-of-ways in the trailer park down towards the west, southwest end, to get it lower than the street. Try to keep it from eroding away on the asphalt anymore. Getting the water off. And then just as you enter the trailer park right there at the corner by the fairgrounds, I cleaned all that out for the last 15 years, it's just been a catch for weeds and garbage. So I visited with Rich about it, and he said, yeah. And he helped a little bit on the county side, and then I took care of everything in the right-of-way, moved some posts, and cleaned it up. Looks a lot different if you never knew. That's okay, too. Also, another couple spots around, like over here by the fire hall, so the water will drain. I think I hauled close to 20 loads of material out of there again, that little project by the fairgrounds. Got a bit of a major DR repair. The impeller got bent, so got a new one of those a couple days ago, but I still need to order the bolt that holds it on. I believe I didn't see it in the box, so that's coming. Did quite a bit of work to the sander. I had to tighten the chain up that cycles the sand out, and then There's two little slots that hold the flapper that's adjustable to let the sand out. One of those had fallen off while I was messing around with the chain. It was just, everything's rusted out. So hopefully we can make it a couple more years on that, because I haven't seen anybody giving them away lately. Service Snow White. Did some service and mechanic work on Sandy. And then I took it to Grant or Ellen down at Grant's Repair, truck repair, to go through it and make sure there wasn't nothing major. He knows more about diesel and bigger trucks than I do. And he found a couple small things, but nothing major. So we should be good to go for the season. Broke the plow on Snow White Saturday morning. I'm pretty sure it was broke last spring, and I didn't realize it until those heavy wet leaves just pulled the whole plow to the side about 2 foot, and it bent one of the tabs. So ran down to Rapid City yesterday and got a new one and put it on, and it was working great this morning. All fixed. And I guess that is kind of a wear part. It's a breaking point, I guess. If you hit something hard, you're going to break something on that, is what the fella said. So we'll probably get an extra one of those just to have on hand. Hopefully he'll make it through the season. And the Sandy Sanderson is ready to plow and got sand in the back. So if it gets slick tonight, we'll be sanding early in the morning. That's all I got. Ain't no more.
Perfect. Clerk Treasurer Morris, or does anybody have anything for Zimmer, Public Works Zimmer?
I don't.
No? Clerk Treasurer Morris.
Basically, the only thing I have for you guys is that that extension request that you guys read over and approved at the last council meeting for us to move the car coatings project for the recoating and repainting of the steel tank to next spring. We had to change the actual ARPA contract for that. We signed that and I submitted it the next day. Well, the grant people said it was not detailed enough to not have all the information. Kitty with Great West and I and Raymond and Chad Hansen have gone through and redone it. And so we have a new one that is up to their standards that we have to submit. So if anybody has any questions with that, it hasn't changed other than it's detailed all of our spending and our timeline and stuff.
More details.
Just more details. So I do need you to sign that so we can resubmit it. And then I have a chunk of disconnection notices that are going out in the morning with a disconnection date of 12/12 if they do not pay.
Okay.
So when you say a pile, how many are we talking?
Well, there's Andy and Joe and Bob and Bill.
I didn't ask names. I said number, honey.
At least 18.
Ooh. Goodness gracious. I paid.
And in case anybody does ask, there is nothing in our ordinance, as we've reviewed before, that states that we cannot turn services off in the winter. We can turn services off at any point in time. Customers are responsible from our curb stop to their premises and inside the building for broken meters, pipes, anything of that function that happens. So, yes?
It's more than just 1 month on the shut-off notices.
Yeah, these are 90 days.
Okay.
90 plus. Some of these people have had past due notices sent out every 30 days for like the past 3 or 4 months. And at this point, it's like we're going to, if freezing temps is what it gets you to pay or at least come and talk to me to work something out, then that's where we're at. I've been lenient enough. So these 18 are going to go out in the morning. If anybody has any questions, I'm not going to put the names on public record.
Fair enough.
That's all I have. Nothing else has drastically changed.
No public comment.
Not yet.
That'll come in tomorrow.
Next week.
This says Sheriff Devin Bowman, but we're going to go with Under Sheriff Russ Kinzer.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Congratulations.
I'm sitting in the place of Sheriff Bowman. He is currently up at State Academy attending the instructor development course, which will certify him by the end of the week to actually instruct post-certified classes, which are super important because we have to maintain 24 hours of post-certified classes every year in order to maintain post-certification as law enforcement personnel. So he will now be able to give those credits for trainings. It'll also bring in the opportunity to bring in other agencies and do classes for them, which could potentially become a revenue for the department. As well as him being up there, Deputy Robinson is also attending the advanced corner course up at the academy this week. So both of them are up there.
So,
so yeah, the reins are in my hand and it's scary. I feel safe. Everybody kind of saw on Facebook, I graduated, I got post-certified, completed my 500 hours at academy, brought home the staff award, which I thought was a pretty cool honor. Glad to be back. It was a great program, but definitely glad to be back. We are continuing to move forward with Deputy Desktop and Deputy Espinosa's FTO program. They should be complete with FTO by the end of this month with everything signed off. So then they will get the blessing and the grace and they'll go forward and do great things. Scheduling for them on academy classes will be done through the spring. Whether they can get into a seat is up to the academy or not. So they do have up to 1 year, just like I did. Still focusing big on traffic, especially in town, to help control the speeders and stuff like that, and help ease that tension amongst all of us that live within our town area and our county. And then there's going to be a focus on mine, especially this year, on 212 West to help try and curb and prevent trucker slides and highway shutdowns on Home Creek Divide. Just have more attention spent out there on patrols. If we do have snow, like today, I left for Bighorn County. It was just fine in town. It was dumping snow on Home Creek Divide. And then the other side, it was clear again. So I went around a truck that was having trouble getting up there, and I called it in. So just having more attention on that as a department for highway travel. So that's about all I've got.
So what's the staff award? What's that?
So the staff award was designated by the MLEA staff. And let me see if I can bring it up.
Well, what did you do to earn
that? So the staff award is voted on by the staff and administration, the training instructors, by the MLEA staff. What they do is they pick one person out of the academy. I attended with 64 of the people. That shows the highest amount of integrity, loyalty, duty to the job, honor, and selflessness in the academy. Leadership skills are part of it. And then they, at graduation, they hand that award off to the person. There's one selected at each academy. And somehow, out of all those awesome candidates, they decided I was it. So,
yeah. Congratulations.
Cool. I think it's the first time to hit Powder River County, which is pretty cool. So.
Yeah.
Is this going to be written up in the paper?
It can be. I had not had planned. I've been.
You probably should.
I've been running since I've been boots back on the ground. So I can get something about that.
I think you should.
Ray Pierce did do a nice little blurb on Facebook.
I think
about
that
it.
Should just go straight to the paper.
If you find Ray Pierce's humor, that's a cute little write up, but probably not something I'd post in our local paper. So.
I don't think Billy would put it in.
Thanks. So. Yeah, that's about all I got. Any questions or?
For sure.
No.
Okay.
Think you guys are doing good. Yeah. Appreciate it.
If you need any sand or sandbags to throw in the back of your work trucks,
okay,
let me know.
I will. I think we still have some of the rubbered ones in the shop. But yeah, I'll definitely let you know.
Because they work good for traction.
They do. Yep. So appreciate you.
I guess no public comment for the Sheriff's Department.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving forward.
And with that, I think we just need a...
Sure, hey.
I'll move.
Well, to be over.
I'll move.
Is there a second?
It's a record time.
You put it on.
Wait a second.
Second.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
18. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.
At 6:19 p.m.